Hi, this is Brent Husaker, and I am just reflecting on the Space Camp tweet up that I just got back from. I'm actually was anxiously going through all the video and the photos from the event, but I don't know if you can hear the thunder and lightning in the background. If not, then I'll tell you that there's lots of thunder and lightning in the background. So I had to turn off my computer so it doesn't get zapped, because I live here in Florida and we get very bad lightning all the time, and it hits nearby all the time. So since I don't have any video or photos that I can look at now, I thought, well, I'll just whip out the iPhone and do a quick recording, because the iPhone can't get zapped by lightning when it's not plugged in. So here I am reflecting on a incredible time at the Space Camp tweet up. I had mixed emotions about going to it, to be honest with you, because I thought, man, it's the very last shuttle launch. I really should be in Titusville to watch the shuttle launch. Now, I didn't get accepted to NASA tweet up again, and so I'd be at the Spaceview Park tweet up with a bunch of other NASA tweet up alumni, which would be a great time. It'd be a lot of fun, but it would, you know, it'd be like 10 or something like that miles away, so it wouldn't be, you know, the most, it wouldn't be the same view as I got from the press site, which was just amazing, and the crowds would be just absolutely crazy, and there'd be just tons and tons and tons and tons of traffic, and I just thought, you know, well, you know, Space Camp, I really want to do two. I just was thinking that I didn't want to do it just because of the timing of the event, but decided, no, I'm gonna do this Space Camp tweet up. This should be fun too, and yeah, let's do it. Let's go for it. So I did, and I'm really glad I did. Actually, much more glad I went to that than trying to go to Titusville. It was a lot less stress free, I think. From again not having to fight the crowds. And it was just a spectacular event. I mean, it far exceeded my expectations. It was just so much fun. And the people were great. One of the nice things is that there was only roughly about 15 of us that were there at the event. So we really got to know each other real well. I think there was a real close, you know, friendship that immediately formed between all of us. And so it was a bit more intimate of an experience than the NASA tweet-up was. Now, again, I'm not complaining at all about the NASA tweet-up. That was a life-changing event. I just making a comparison here that, the space tweet-up, Space Camp tweet-up was incredible in a different way. But they were both just life-changing experiences. And I was just so blown away by the size of the campus, and the museum, and just everything else that was there at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. And if you've got kids, you got to send them to Space Camp, because that's just the most amazing place. I mean, as an adult, I was like just having a ball. But if I were a kid, I would just be in complete heaven. I mean, that place is awesome. If you've got kids, you got to take them to Space Camp. There's so much that they can learn. There's leadership skills. There's science. There's math. There's working together as a team. And then plus you've got all that cool stuff to play with. I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm, the main thing I got from coming out of this experience was just realizing, hey, you know, this, you got to promote this to the kids and get more kids there. It's amazing. For adults too is a blast, and you know they can do all kinds of, you know, they got family programs to involve the adults. They've even got corporate programs that they can customize for big groups, you know, for companies and whatnot, for team building skills. There's so much to talk about, and I'm almost out of time, so I'll just say it was amazing. You got to go.